下面有请英特尔高级副总裁兼移动事业部总经理普大卫先生。Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Dadi Perlmutter.
I'm here for many years, and each year is getting more and more exciting to go talk about the great innovations in mobile technology. And this year especially, we're coming with new products, new technologies that will shape this industry years to come. And I'm very happy to share this keynote together with my colleague, Anand Chandrasekhar, who is going to talk about ultra-mobile device. Mobile PCs are becoming more popular than ever and becoming more mobile than ever. And the killer application was and will continue to be the Internet. And the Internet wants to go mobile. Everybody wants Internet and wants it on the go. And ubiquitous access to the Internet is done predominantly and majorly running on an Intel architecture. Mobile PCs are becoming more popular than ever and becoming more mobile than ever. And the killer application was and will continue to be the Internet. And the Internet wants to go mobile. Everybody wants Internet and wants it on the go. And ubiquitous access to the Internet is done predominantly and majorly running on an Intel architecture. Notebook growth since we launched Centrino processor technology back in 2003 was fast and astonishing. And research kind of estimates that the crossover point for notebooks to be shipping more than desktops is going to be sometime at the end of this decade. We believe that together we can make it way faster. Intel supplying the technology, the industry supplying and partnering with us to get everything else done, we can make it way faster. I think the industry in Asia Pacific and China are critical to go make it happen. The opportunities are huge worldwide. The crossover of 50% have already passed in Europe and North America. There's still room to grow in China, and we're looking forward to work together and to seize this opportunity to its full extent, to make sure that we all flourish and succeed driving this technology. There's definitely a huge demand to get Internet on the go. I think the quote here is 99% accurate. People really want to be able to access the same site they access from their PC, but the quote says they want it from the phone. I don't think people care where they get it. They want to get it, they want to take it out of their pocket and get on the Internet. They want to get to any site they want. But is the phone really capable of getting it done? There are 2.7 billion phone users about the globe. With all this wonderful desire, how can you explain that only 35 million are accessing Internet over the phone? And everybody, including myself, that access Internet via the phone, know that this is not the experience you get when you do it on your desktop or on your notebook. You don't get the whole video experience. The text is hardly readable and many other issues if you are at all succeeding to get the website that you wanted. Nevertheless, using desktop and notebooks, there are more than a billion users on the Internet, and I bet there are going to be way more users on the Internet if you just bring this capability. So the issue is not a desire. The issue is that do we have the right technology to go get Internet to the mobile users, to the true mobile users? Anand Chandrasekhar will show you in the second half of this presentation how Intel is going to go and make it happen. Mobility Group, as its name says, it's all about mobility. It's all about notebooks that you learned to love and appreciate, and these are all the new series of notebooks, our Santa Rosa new generation of notebooks, I'm going to talk about in a second. And it spans all the way to ultra-mobile PCs and mobile internet devices. These are 2007 models going all the way to 2008 models. And you could see the wonderful improvement, how technology is going to go through in a big revolution beginning of 2008. And it's all about communication. So I'm going to talk about later, but we are building microprocessors, graphic chipset, and communication devices that will encompass Wi-Fi and WiMAX together. We made a big promise. In 2003, we launched mobile brand, and we made a commitment. New innovation, new platform, new capabilities every year. And together, it's not the work of Intel. It's the work of the whole industry working together in tandem, in well coordination, on wonderful technology to deliver innovation on a yearly basis. And believe me, it is difficult. But if you look at the results, it is worthy. And these are the best notebooks in the marketplace. And I want to thank you all for helping us deliver this technology to the marketplace. But anybody that knows me personally knows that I'm never happy. I have this miserable life. I always want more, always want better, always want the platform to be leap ahead of what they were last year. And we are about to deliver. In a few weeks, we're going to launch our new technology with new capabilities from processor to chipset to wireless communication, and it really building on our enhanced performance code to Duo. It's going to have significantly improved graphics and way better wireless pre-standard 802.11n communication. And we launched Centrino Pro, which means that vPro manageability capabilities that Pat Gelsinger spent time to explain in length in his keynote is not going to be available on the go with wireless. Big technology, big achievement, wonderful capability for the IT, because majority of the corporate users are using notebooks, not desktops, for their business. And now you're able to manage not only on your desktops, but your notebooks over the wireless network. It's all about the four vectors of mobility. The focus continues to be relentless focus, relentless work on new technology, new capabilities to advance each of these four vectors on a yearly basis. And I'm proud to say that our success so far is very good. These results are results of very hard work. Intel technology, Intel chipsets, Intel CPUs, and the industry on new technologies. And we are not only improving performance by 50% over the generations, we are improving battery life. These are our measurements on using MobileMark 2005, but I'm reported and glad to know that some of our customers are achieving way better results on battery life. People talking about 7-8 hours. So we are getting closer and closer, inch by inch, second by second, to get to day-long operation of our notebooks. But it's not just battery life. Performance does matter. Computing power, ability to get the experience of video, of graphics, of games, of computation, of video conferencing, everything any one of us want to do is requiring great CPU performance. We are going to show you that in a second. But it's not just CPU performance, it is all about energy efficiency. We talked about Intel Turbo Memory last IDF, and we positioned that as a big stretch goal, big risk to go make it happen. This is a big undertaking of Intel to go solve not just the CPU performance, not just the graphics performance issue, but really go solve the problem all the way down to the I/O. And we are extremely proud to say that our big efforts, the big risk that we put in this technology, is bearing fruits. And this turbo memory technology, solving the I/O performance, improving and boosting performance, is going to be available. So let me start to show you how it works. If you look at The way each time you access the disk, you load a new application, you require a new page of data that is not in memory, the CPU goes to the chipset does not find it in the memory, so it goes looking at the disk. This is a slow, slow operation. And every one of us remember this wonderful send clock that is kind of turning on and on when you wait. And I'm not sure that any one of us is happy to do that. Well, there is a solution. The Intel Turbo Memory is loading the data from the disk the first time it's being accessed. But then it stores the data in its memory, in its flash memory. And since then, each time you need to access the I.O., it does not go all the way to the slow access of the disk. It does go and use the fast available memory, which makes the application run faster. We do graphics. We do it big time. We are committed to deliver and improve performance on a yearly basis. This is the performance improvement of our Napa platform from our original Centrino processor technology. This is the performance improvement on our new chipset, new graphics, that is going to be shipped as part of Santa Rosa platform. And we are committing to way over 25% increase next year. So the pace is going on, and we are going to do and deliver graphics performance to the market. As I showed earlier, we are committed to improve integrated graphics performance by the rate of 20% a year. But we realize that what was sufficient in the past may not be sufficient in the future. We are increasing the pace in a significant manner and committed to improve in the future at a growth rate of 50% a year. It's going to be based on using Intel's superior process technology that Mark Bo is going to talk to you after me. It's going to utilize our architecture leadership, and it's going to utilize our design and integrated capabilities. We've done it before, we're going to continue it again, and we're going to get this level of performance, so this Vista performance that you see over here is going to pale to whatever we're going to deliver in the future. But it's not enough, and we work with partners, and we have worked with Discrete Graphics of NVIDIA and with Alienware, and we have created this astonishing mobile gaming device. If I would have told you 2 years ago that an ultimate gaming device is going to be a notebook, people could have looked at me that I've lost my mind. It's not going to happen. So read for yourself what the press has to say about this wonderful solution. This is a solution if you have the money to go buy to your kids. That's what they will want. We promised 802.11n. We promised 5x better performance. We promised it with better battery life. And we delivered, and ahead of schedule. We started shipping our 802.11 pre-N standard in January this year into our Napa platform. And it delivers everything we said and more. Way more than 250 megabits per second, improving battery life in a significant manner, extremely low power. And this technology, if you look at it, I wish I had time to show demos, it allows you streaming video, and everything you could do on the network in the meanwhile does not disturb it. You could see the video the smoothest, the nicer you could can. In the lower bitrate, just video just get jerked around and jumping each time you transfer another file over the air. But when you develop a tradition, you cannot stand still. And we started a tradition of a yearly cadence, and we started a new tradition of enhancing this cadence by refresh every year. And with our Napa, we enhance it with our Code2 Duo Marvel technology, and with 802.11n shipping ahead of schedule. We talked about our Santa Rosa in length, and later this year, beginning of next year, we're going to ship in volume our next generation Code2 Duo based on 45 nanometer technology as a refresh to our Santa Rosa platform. And last but not least, already in the work together with our partners in all the world and in Asia and in China, we are working on a new technology called Montevinia. Montevinia covers 4 areas in full length. Start with the CPU. It will have a cutting-edge core-to-duo technology. It will come with higher efficiency, energy efficiency performance, and it's a great stuff. Our 45-nanometer core-to-duo, codename Penryn, was covered in length by Justin and Pat just yesterday. I'll mention several things. One, it is the greatness of Intel to go deliver a new product on a new process technology and get it in no time from launch to shipping in volume across the whole market segment Intel serves, from the high-end quad-core servers all the way down to ultra-low voltage notebooks, covering the whole span. You have to remember that new process technology is very good for any product, but it is especially good for mobile because it's smaller, it's low power, low leakage, and therefore you can deliver better performance and low battery life on this new technology. On top of that, we have enhanced this product with new power management capabilities to really improve and cut off all power when you're all the way down to an idle state. This improves battery life in a significant manner. And last but not least, we take care and we added what we call turbo mode, which means that the second core does not work. You could increase the performance and the frequency of the single core to get even better performance when you're limited to a single core operation. And this comes with no additional power to the system. We have a lot of graphics, and I talk about the graphics performance, but in Montevinia, we're going to bring in high definition into the capabilities integrated into our chipsets. Mobility is all about getting smaller over time. Component sizes are going to decrease significantly, allowing our customers to go deliver way smaller devices over time. We are very happy, we are very proud of this technology because performance and features are not compromised. The only compromise we do, quote unquote, is the size of the components, which is going to get smaller. And last but not least, I've shown you this module beforehand. This module integrates Wi-Fi and WiMAX. This is going where we are going to make WiMAX happen. So you could imagine that we'll do to WiMAX what we have done to Wi-Fi when we introduced Centrino processor technology back in 2003. We are committed to this technology, and we're going to work with our partners to make it happen. But interconnection is about broadband. We say that people want to get internet on the go. In on the go, you need to have coverage. And coverage changes. It's not the same over time. People get broadband, today wired broadband, in many places in the world, but there are many other places that they are not covered. WiMAX is not only cheaper, but it delivers truly mobile internet access. This is what the market wants, this is what the consumer wants, and this is what we are going together to go deliver. The question is, why WiMAX? Because WiMAX delivers not just cheaper solution, but a better performance. The chart shows that the technology could deliver up to 3x better downlink performance than competing technologies. This is extremely important. This is demonstrable, and we could show it that this is going to happen. This is going to be wonderful experience, uncompromised experience for mobile users when they get WiMAX. It's not just technology. It's all about coverage. And the work on WiMAX across the globe is increasing in an unprecedented pace. We went from 10 trials in 2004 all the way to 400 trials and real systems and deployments in 2008. We're going to take it into covering more than 100 million population in 2008 to crossing billion in the second decade. And we're going to get an increased amount of carriers that work with us to deliver WiMAX solution globally. The technology is here. 2007 is a critical year for WiMAX to get it from a promise to cleaning up the technology and get into production next year.